What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mulready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
One thing I've been really focusing on here in 2019 is simplifying my business. I have started talking about it here in the podcast quite a bit, and you're going to hear a lot more about that, about how the business has changed and is changing for me within the next few episodes here on the podcast. So my goal is simplification. How do I make the business as simple as possible, yet as profitable as possible, and help as many people in the process while creating a whole lot of revenue? Right. What's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here, and you're listening to another quick tip episode here in the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. And with these quick tip episodes, this is where I share a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact in the world and increase your revenue in your business. So today I want to talk to you about one way to simplify your business. And this is something that I've been working on in my business for a while now. Something that I didn't do a very good job of in the first, I would say 4 years of the business. We grew to 7 figures really quickly. I mean, it was like hockey stick growth in the first 4 years. But, and I should say, not but at the expense of patchwork. Like, we just put everything, like, we just did it, you know? Like, there was, we didn't do a very good job of documenting processes and creating systems in the business. And it was just like run as fast as we could to grow the business. Well, frankly, you know, we have had to slow down in the past year to almost put everything back together and to create a stronger foundation in the business so that we can speed up and grow like I want to. And so you may have heard this whole concept of slowing down to speed up. Well, that's one thing I'm going to kind of talk to you about today. And that is creating a system around what you sell in your business. Okay. And so here's what I mean by that. I want you to ask yourself a few different questions around the offer or offers that you sell in your business. So number one, what's the result that you want your customers to get from your offer or from your offers? What is the result that you want your customers to get from your offer or offers? Okay. Now, when I say system, creating a system around what you sell, in addition to being clear about what the result is that you want, what is the system for marketing it? What is the system? How are you going to be selling your offer? What's the system for onboarding your customers? What happens when somebody joins your program or coaching or buys your product or whatever it is? What's the system for the content that you are producing in your paid offer? Whether that's a, you know, a course or a coaching program or what have you. Do you create that content one time and then you're good? Or do you need to update it quarterly? Do you need to individualize it for every person that you work with, right? And then after that, be clear on what happens every week in your business. What happens every month in your business? What happens when you have a launch, etc.? Because the clearer that you can get on those things, the simpler and more fluid, is that the right way to say it? More fluid your business will run, right? And so I'm going to repeat that again. So number one, and I'm going to share with you an example from my business here in a second, what we've done. So number one, what is the result that you want your customers to get from your offer or offers? You know, I've talked about this on the podcast before. This can also be seen as the promise. What is the promise that you have for your offer, right? What is the outcome that your customer is going to get from purchasing or investing in your offer? Okay. Now, what's the system for marketing it? How are you selling your offer? Is it a webinar? Is it a video series? Is it email marketing? Is it an evergreen funnel? Is it straight to sales page? Is it jump on a sales call with you and make the sale from there? Whatever it is, are you clear on the system, as we'll call it, for marketing that product, right? And so you can also take that a step further and look at, okay, that's how you're selling it. Now, how are you actually marketing your offer? Because those are two different things, marketing and selling, right? So how are you marketing that? Maybe it's a podcast. Maybe you are running Facebook and Instagram ads to grow your list, and you're doing email marketing and building relationship that way. Maybe you're doing videos on YouTube. Maybe you're doing Instagram stories every day. Whatever it is, do you have a clear system for how you are marketing your business? And I recommend choosing one channel, right? I'm not saying only choose one, like podcasting and not email marketing. I'm saying definitely do email marketing. But what is the other channel that you are going to do to attract your target audience and provide value for them? For me, it's my podcast. For me, it's this, right? For you, it might be video. For you, it might be YouTube, or, you know, you're on Pinterest or whatever it might be. Okay. Do you have a system for marketing your offer and then selling it? Once you're clear on that, once you're clear on the result that your customers are going to get from you and your offer, and you have a system for marketing and selling that offer, then what's the system for onboarding? So once somebody joins your program, joins your course, buys your product, buys your coaching, whatever it is, what does that system look like for once they come into your world? How do you welcome them? You know, what kind of email goes out to them? What's the next step? Are you really clear on that? And then what's the system for the content in whatever it is that you're selling? In your program, your coaching, whatever it is. Do you create it one time? Individualize it? Do you make it individual for every person that you work with? Do you need to update it quarterly? Something like that. So what's your system for doing that? Do you have a system for doing that? If you don't, I recommend that you do. And then finally, be clear on what happens every week in your business that supports selling and marketing your offers, right? So maybe you do an Instagram story every week or every day. I need to be way better at that. What happens every week? What happens every month in your business? What happens when you have a launch, if you're launching, that sort of thing? Do you have repeatable processes and systems for what we're talking about right here? Guys, when you have these systems in place for how you do things in your business, it's going to make things so much easier in your business. Okay. Now, let me share an example of how this works for me and my business. And I'll use my Accelerator Mastermind as an example. Okay. So number one, what's the result that I want my customers to get from the Accelerator Mastermind? Well, I and the group am going to help you take your business to the next level, whether that's six figures, whether that's multiple six figures or even seven figures. And we do that through coaching. We do that through accountability, and we do that through support. And we have group coaching calls every month. We have a Facebook group. You do one-on-one strategy calls with me. We have live events, right? So that is the result that my students are going to get from Accelerator. So what's the system for marketing it? Well, I market it via the podcast. We market it via Facebook ads. We market it via emails to the list. We're doing Facebook Lives. We do Facebook Messenger. Okay. And then the process for selling it is you have to fill an application. And you have to, if the application is approved by my team and me, then the next step is to get on a strategy call with me, because I don't accept everybody who I say no to way more people than I say yes to, because it's only limited to 15 spots. Right? Okay, that's the marketing and the selling. So I have a system for that. Then what's the system for onboarding people who join Accelerator? Well, they get an email welcoming them immediately once they reserve their spot in the program. And we have some worksheets that they need to fill out to get clear on their offer, and so that I know what their offer is or offers are, who their target audience is. I have them fill out a deeper assessment of their business and what their goals are, so that I can help them come up with a 90-day strategy for their business, so that they complete that. Then the next step from there is, once they submit that to my team, then we schedule that strategy call with me. So that's the onboarding. So we have a system for that, right? And then answering the question of what's the system for the content that's in the program. You know, do we create it one time? Do we need to update a quarterly? That's that sort of thing. Well, we have calls twice a month. I bring on guest speakers. We have a Facebook group that's very active. We do two live retreats during the 6 months, do one-on-one calls with me. All the presentations and coaching sessions are recorded and available in the members area. And then also the people who are in the program get access to my courses. And so that's the system for the content, right? And then finally, being clear on what happens every week, what happens every month. You know, we are talking about them from a marketing perspective. From a marketing perspective, I am, you know, showcasing people who are in the program and the amazing work that they've done and the wins that they've done. I talk about the different types of content and teaching that different types of content to attract the people that I want to help in Accelerator, you know, and we break that down. So that's the system, right? So we're covering all the different areas of having a system to market, you know, that particular offer. And by the way, we use the project management system called Monday, formerly DePulse. And then we use Process Street, process.st, you know, to house all of our processes. Okay. So I want you to think about your business and your offer. Hopefully, you know, the example that I just shared of mine for the Accelerator, you know, kind of gives you some context to what I'm talking about. So think about your business. Think about your offers or offer. Again, what's the result that you want your customers to get from your offer or offers? And guys, if you don't have these answers yet, it's okay. So now you understand what you need to understand. You want to have answers to these questions, right? And if you don't have the systems in place, be working towards this. Because I guarantee you that once you have these types of systems in place, your life is going to get a whole lot easier in the business. It's going to simplify, and your revenue will reflect that simplification. Okay, I've talked on the podcast here before about when we complicate things with too many things, it actually has the inverse effect on revenue. The simpler we can make things, the better your revenue is going to be. Okay, so what's the result that you want your customers to get from your offer or offers? What is the system for marketing it? And what is the system for selling it? What is the system for onboarding your customers? What's the system for the content that you have in your paid offer or offers? Again, do you create it one time and you're good? Do you need to update it quarterly? Is it individualized? Whatever it is, right? And then be clear on what happens every week in your business around these offers, and who you're trying to attract and the audience that you're trying to serve, right? What happens every month? If you have a launch, what happens during that launch? Be very specific on what these steps are. Because when you're clear on these things, like I just mentioned, your business is going to get a whole lot easier, a whole lot simpler. And it will also make it easier to bring people onto your team if you're building your team to help you out, because they can just follow the systems and processes that you have set up. For me, this has been a game changer. And frankly, I'm still working on some of these things myself, right? But again, I grew so fast, meaning just, and I don't say that to be like, oh, I grew so fast, meaning like, I think I didn't do, there are a lot of things that I wish I did differently that on the way to growing the business to what it has become. And now, again, going back, kind of slowing down now in order to speed up and solidifying the foundation. And so if you're at an earlier point in your business, do this now, guys. And if, even if you're more advanced and you haven't, and you know, if you have a business that's further along and you haven't done these things, take time to do this stuff. Your business will definitely thank you for it, as will your bank account, right? From the revenue and the simplicity that this will bring to your business. Okay. So, hey, my friends, two quick announcements. Speaking of Accelerator Mastermind, there are 15 spots open for the next group, which runs from October 2019 to March 2020. At the time recording this, about half of those spots are already taken. Okay. So if you are an online expert, in other words, you're an online educator, you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, this is your opportunity to inject coaching, support, and accountability to finish off 2019 and to roll into 2020 with big time momentum. And so as an online expert, and maybe you've already achieved, or I should say, if you've already achieved a certain level of success, but you're now spinning your wheels to get to the next level, whether that is to break through that six-figure mark or multiple six figures or seven figures, you very likely do not need another course or to read more books. What you need is a cohesive growth strategy, right? Because in addition to leads and sales from Facebook and Instagram ads, which is critical, also takes things like mastering your mindset, building a team, becoming the CEO of your business, letting go of doing all the things in your business. I can go on here, right? Most experts teach Facebook and Instagram ads in a vacuum, and that is something that I have done up until very recently. But to create sustainable growth in your business, it takes a more holistic strategy along with coaching, accountability, community, and support. It's all connected, my friends. And so if that's you, if you're listening right now and you're nodding your head, then I want to help you. Because in the same way that having a coach helped me grow my business to where it is today, it has been my turn to give that gift to others. And so if you're an online expert and you're ready for that coaching, support, and accountability in taking your business to the next level, then my 6-month Accelerator Mastermind group, which starts in October, may be for you. So to learn more and schedule your free strategy session with me, you can go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Again, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator. Okay. Thank you so much for listening to today's quick tip episode. I hope today was helpful for you. Coming up on the podcast, I'm going to be talking about how my evergreen webinar funnel is not working and what I'm doing about it. I'm going to break it all down for you. I'm going to share actual numbers. I'm going to share where I think things have gone wrong and what I am doing about it. So until then, and as always, my friends, keep testing your online marketing to find out what works for you and your business. Then do more of what's working, right? I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up. It's 100% free. But it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now. And I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.